Take two.
Ano nga po? Isa pala sa blooper. Okay. GG. It. Hello, mga neurons. Welcome to Brain Cells, an unfiltered, uncensored, relatable podcast for the restless and sabaw minds of Pinoy young professionals. And we are your podcast. We are your podcast hosts. So I am Brain Cell Hillary and ang inyong green mommy talakera, Brain Cell.
And I'm Brain Cell Lucy, the strong but softy independent Brain Cell.
Ako si Brain Cell Aiko, ang cancer ng tropa.
And I'm Brain Cell Randre, ang public servant who's trying to pass on a
Okay ka lang.
Okay. One, two, three.
Pasensyahan.
And I'm Brain Cell Randre, ang public servant who's trying to pass as an artist.
Alright. So, syempre.
Yay!
Kami to. Kailang take kami. Anyway, so huwag natin kakalimutan si Brain Cell Arnold, ang aming kuyang laging nag-wonder. Tama ba yung pagkakadescribe sa yan? Joke lang. Kuya nating wonder and at the same time, yung graphic artist ng Brain Cells. So, before tayo mag-officially start sa ating first episode, mga ka-neurons, kamustahin muna natin ang ating mga brain cells. Like, are you guys awake na ba? It's like 5 a.m. na.
Oh my God. So, nagko-coffee ko kami. Pero kinakabahan.
Mailo lang ako. Sige. Para casual lang tayo. Anong mga klaseng pagpe-prepare ang ginawa nyo bago tayo mag-recording? So, start tayo kay Lucy. Go, Lucy.
Okay.
Ano ba ang prepare ko? Siyempre, una yung paluluwa ko, no?
So, nakinig mo alay mo ba? May sacrifice bang mangyayari ngayon? Hindi ako prepared.
So, iniisip ko, hala, baka mamaya may masabi ako, ganun, charot.
Hindi ko may sasabihin kasi ba, yun yung point.
Nagumising ako na ano, ng mga 1 a.m. actually, nagising na ako. Pero,
wow.
Ayan, kinakabahan nga ako. Alam niyo yung pag, ano, pag nagigising ako, check ko yung orasan, tapos parang, shit, 1 a.m. pa lang, tapos tutulog ako. Tapos magigising ulit ako 3 a.m. So, noong 3 a.m. na, di bumangon na ako, tapos timpla akong kape, tapos decent ako sa ano. Sa nota ni Alec Bovic. Ayan.
Bakit nota?
Ano?
Sa nota ni
Alec nga, sample nga.
Anyata. Ayun. So, yun yung preparation ko, basically. Tapos, syempre, ayan, nag-lipstick ako para hindi ako mukhang patay. Ayan.
Patay talaga, sis. Oh my God.
Ikaw ba, Eko? Anong preparation mo?
Sana all patay.
Na-stress.
Ayan. Sorry. Spoken like a true millennial, sana all patay. Natulog ako after dinner. Kasi alam kong hindi ko kaya na matulog ng late tapos gising ako before 5. Kasi hindi gano'n nag-work ang katawan ko. So, nagising ako ng midnight. Kung ikaw alauna ako, midnight gising na ako. Tapos, hindi ako masyado nag-prepare. Actually, yung timeline na yun, saka ako inisip ko ano sasabihin ko.
Impromptu ka, girl.
Kung anong lesson ko.
What can you say?
Procrastinator ka, girl. Hindi mo alam sasabi mo sa podcast.
Actually nga, confused ka nga eh kung ano ba talaga yung
topic. Diba? Hindi ko pa alam kung ano yung topic. Tapos, imbis na, bago ko pabasahin yung script. Ay, wala palang script, sorry. Wala kaming script.
It's all in the mind.
Script.
All in the mind, guys. Huwag yung pumalaan.
Nakalagay utak namin. Laro muna ako. Siyempre, kailangan maglaro para distress.
Yes, appear.
Stress ako. Nakita ko yung ano, yung hindi script. Nakita ko yung script. Hindi script. Tapos,
guys, sorry, wala talaga kami katalino, guys. Ganun kami katalino, guys.
Tapos gusto pa nating i-share yung alam natin, no?
Ilaglag na to. Ayan. Sorry, ganito kasabaw yung mga brain cells. Kaya, Okay na, tapos na ako. Ayoko na magsalita.
Baka ano na pumabunyag mo doon.
Baka hindi na ako tumigil.
Oh, sige.
Diretso na ako sa lesson, no?
Tapos si Aiko. So, si Randy. Okay.
Actually, parehas lang din kami ng ginawa ni Aiko. Naglaro. Para mag-distress.
Yay!
Tapos na-stress lang ako.
O, oh, diba? Totoo yun.
Oo, oh, na-stress lang ako. Nag-download ako ng bagong patch. Tapos sabay, yung laro naging 4 times, 5 times more difficult. So, hindi ko mapatay yung mga kalaban. So, na-stress lang ako. So, pinatay ko siya, kumain na lang ako.
Mood. Nagsahin pa ako kanina, huwag niyo ako sumukan.
And now we're here. Ikaw naman, Hillary. Ano ang preparation mo maliban sa ginising mo si Neil?
Hindi, nagising kami. Hindi, ganito kasi yan. Gusto ko na matulog talaga na maaga kasi nga alam ko maaga tayo ngayon. So, what happened? Hindi ako nakatulog. Tapos, wala lang. Ewan ko ba? Tapos, mga bandang alauna yata or something. Ano oras yun? Ay, hindi. Charot lang. Alas tres. May kumalabog sa bubong. Kala namin bisita. Yeah.
Baka may nalaglag lang na... Baka may nalaglag lang na prutas.
Sabi niya, prutas, Diyos ko, wala namang puno.
I-hashtag KMJS na yan.
Sorry, napapalibutan kasi kami ng puno, kaya care ko lang.
Kami walang puno.
Wala na kami puno dito.
Pero yun, wala namang nangyaring kababalaghan. Pero hindi na ako nakatulog. I tried to. Kaso, gising na kayong lahat. Sabi ko, pag natulog ako, dire-diretso na to. So, ayun, what I did, nagtimpla ako ng Milo. Tapos, nag-makeup. Tapos yun, para mukha naman akong tao.
Ay,
na kaya
yes, nagtimpla din ako ng kape pala.
Ayun.
Wow. Gusto magmukhang tao, no? Ako nagkita.
But anyway,
pero kagabi pa. Ano? Kagabi pa.
Meron ba tayong mga pa-shoutout dyan? Shawarawout. Kasi yeah, mukhang so, marami so, nag-aabang sa podcast natin. So, Lucy, sino ba itong mga to?
Ayan, so shawarawout lang kay Casey.
Shawarawout.
Kay Casey Mercado, Jasmine Mendoza.
Ha? Shawarma?
Teka lang, huy, may
Jasmine Mendoza.
Up. Jasmine Mendoza.
Nagpa-shoutout sa'yo. Ah, okay.
Adreno Laes. Ayan.
Hello, guys. Thank you sa pag-abang
sa
amin
for episode. Si Jessie Mendoza. Grabe naman.
Wow. Mga aming
level.
Ganun level, no?
Tara, may pa-shoutout sa first episode dahil sa mga nag-aabang. Pero thank you. Thank you sa mga umaabang sa aming first episode. Anyway, so today marks our first episode. Anyway, highway. Today marks our first episode and of course, our official podcast launch. Ni launch ha, launch. This month's series is titled Lessons I Learned.
Nagutom
ako sinabi ni Aiko. Anyway, this month's series is titled Lessons I Learned the Hard Way. So, Aiko, ano nga ba mga naisip mong lessons learned the hard way?
Kasi nung pinag-uusapan talaga natin, wala naman ako mga biro eh. Seryoso kasi ako dun.
Ay, tawa kayo ng tawa sa sinasabi ko kasi akala niya nagbibiro ako.
Pero actually, yun yung una ko naisip na lessons learned the hard way, mainit ang bagong lutong pagkain. Nung bata ka, ganyan, tapos atat na atat ka kumain, tapos susubo mo agad, tapos mapapasok
ayan.
Ka.
Ayan.
Diba, kasi diba, yung mga magulang naman natin, pag ganyan, hihipan muna.
Oo nga, di ba, ihipan muna nila bago nila abot sa'yo.
Blow muna bago
isubo. Feeling ko masyado ako atat na bata.
Blow.
Mainit ang pagkain. Basically yun. Tsaka yung kapag masyado ka mabilis, uminom ng malamig. Tapos so, brain freeze ka, ganyan. Tapos sabi ni Ate Hill, huwag ka kasi magmamadali. Oh.
Okay. Tama naman. May mga
that's all. Talaga. That's all.
That's all.
That's pero lesson learned the hard way.
Huwag talaga magmamadali.
Huwag talaga magmamadali. Yan. Tsaka huwag subo ng subo. Charot.
Mga 90 day fiancé dyan.
Mga Carlos Marie.
Ako.
That's pero, all.
Oh. Tama na.
Yeah, so pero on a more serious note, ang title talaga kasi ng episode natin, ay, actually, tama ba episode? Tama, series. Yung lessons in hard way. And ang episode title natin for today is it better to preserve the relationship than to be right all the time? O, diba? Sino
gusto
ba
ko lagi ako right.
Ayan. So we ask,
ano ba yan?
Ayan. So we ask you guys online regarding this topic. And sobra daming naming nakuha ding insights and wisdom from all of you. Pero syempre, bagong lahat, maganda rin siguro na marinig natin yung sarili naming mga experiences as well. Kasi mga bida-bida kami. That's all.
Kaya nga tayo may podcast, di ba guys?
Kaya nga. Oh, so from that point on, so pasok tayo sa ating segment na tinatawag nating share ko lang. So, sino makapala mukhang may SKL.
Parang wish ko lang, no?
Wish ko lang. So, wish
share
ko
lang.
Ay, ako na pala.
Oo. Ako na pala. Base sa hindi natin script.
So, ayo.
Base sa
isip. Ating isip-isip. Ayan. So, repeat ko lang na yung title nga ng episode natin is it better to preserve the relationship than to be right all the time? So this is filed under our series Lessons I Learned the Hard Way. So basically how we will answer these questions ay nakabase sa experiences namin. Ayan. So the meaning relationship could mean so much thing, right? So it could mean family, friends, or romantic relationship. But we want to start first dun sa lens ng family relationship. Okay. So as for me, just to give you a little bit of a background, I have strict parents in terms of curfew. Alam nila Ate Hilary yan.
True.
So also my parents like to tell me to become a lawyer dati. So when I was starting this job that I have, they were telling me na sure ka ba dyan na this, or maybe yung lawyer yung right path sa'yo, na that is the better and the right decision for you, those kind of things. Though I'm not saying na they are forcing that pathway para sa akin. But because I always used to have a passion for that too. Kasi nung college, yung orgs ko rin, they're on human rights as well. So hindi siya nalalayo sa gusto ko talaga. Mm. But again, I can feel the pressure from my parents. And also kapag may pinapakilala ako sa kanila, like say for example, MU, relationship. Mm. Ayun. Basically, lahat ng mga yun, tinutulan nila.
Tinutulan nila lahat ng mga.
lahat ng mga naging partner ko. And syempre, what you feel is right as of that moment. Yun yung tama para sa'yo eh. So whatever they say, It's like just an input from them. Mm-hmm. So ako, yung sagot ko sa question na yan, I personally haven't experienced that very 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 extreme pressure from them. Although they are strict, although they give me pressure, still whatever I want, yun naman yung nasusunod eh. Kasi kung meron man kami pagtatalo ng parents ko, say for example, they will say things. Pero syempre, I do consider that. Pero at the end of the day, what I consider is what I really want. What I feel that is right for me. Kasi ako lang naman yung nakakaalam kung ano yung tama sa akin eh. And they respect that. That is why for me, since I haven't really experienced that kind of relationship with my parents na they are forcing me things or kung ano yung sa tingin nila na tama. Ayun. So I don't think I can speak for all of the population talaga for all of the so I cannot speak for everyone kasi my family is kind of open-minded, although they are strict, they are open-minded with what I want in life. And sa tingin ko kasi sila, kaya sila mahilig mag-suggest, kaya sila mahilig magsabi ng inputs nila kasi siguro one thing is that hindi pa ganun kabuo yung tiwala nila sa akin. Though whenever I choose a decision and then they see that it's going well, mm-hmm. wala na silang masasabi. Yun lang naman yung parang gusto nilang makita from me, ah, na kung if I'm making a decision, I just have to make sure that it's giving me a positive impact or it's something na hindi makakasira sa buhay ko. So yun lang naman yung gusto nilang makita at the end of the day. So whatever they say, kung minsan masakit man, papasok sa kabilang tenga tapos lalabas ulit. Pero at the end of the day, whatever I want, yun yung pinipili ko. So yun, for me, right. for me, preserve the relationship since I don't have the power din naman to choose who my family is. So, as much as possible.
True.
So, as much as
with.
Oh, I just take whatever they say. And then at the end of the day, I still choose the decision na gusto ko or what I feel is right for me. Kasi ako lang naman yung nakakakilala sa sarili ko, sa limitation ko, and those kind of other things. Ayun naman. Ikaw ba, Kuya Randre? What's your say ba about that?
Kung personal experience talaga regarding sa pagdating sa family point of view, tama si Lucy na you really have to preserve yung relationship mo with your family or with your relatives as much as possible. Kasi you have no choice. You're born with them. And strictly speaking naman, dun naman sa mismong family ko, meron din ako strict parents. Alam yan ni Hillary. Sobra.
Pati ako, napapagalitan. Charot.
Yes, damay siya kapag nasasabi siya sa training ko. So, yung sa akin naman, I think, mostly kasi ang napansin ko, parents would try to guide you. Sometimes, yung guidance na yun, is too much. Minsan, nagiging sila na yung nag-steer ng way for you.
Parang hindi na siya guidance.
Kung hindi na siya guidance, sila na yung alam mo yung usually na sinasabi nila na yung frustrations ng parents mo sa mga dapat na nagawa nila, pinapasa nila sa'yo. Which is not necessarily bad. Kaso nga lang ang problema kasi kung yung anak mo, hindi mo gusto. So, ang nangyari kasi nun sa akin that time, every time na I have a heart-to-heart talk with my dad regarding sa future ko, ang nangyayari is, pag nag-uusap kami, lahat ng sasabihin niya, parang yun na rin, yun yung lumalabas din sa bibig ko. Like, what the sorcery is this? Iba yung gusto ko, pero kapag magkausap kami, lahat ng idea niya, yun yung lumalabas sa bibig ko. Like, gusto ko rin tong ganito, gusto ko rin yung ganyan. Pero actually, hindi. Tapos sabay, pero in the end, late mo lang din marirealize na everything that your parents are trying to envision para sa iyo, mostly it's for your own good. Pero that doesn't mean na they're right, and that doesn't mean na tama din ako. Ang aking ang mantra for this whole topic is, kapag healthy yung relationship, it's either family or romantic, so it doesn't really matter who's right or wrong, basta willing to grow ang both persons . They're willing to accept and respect each other. Which is in the long run naman nakita ko na kung dati my daddy ko kasi usually nag-force into things sa aming magkakapatid kung ano yung dapat gawin, dapat kunin na kuto. But eventually, he eat up. Siguro natuto siya sa amin kasi apparently kami ni kuya ko di namin kasi sinunod. So medyo nagbulakbul kami. Karoon kami ng rebellious phase talaga, kami ni kuya ko regarding that. Pero yun nga, if really both parties are amenable, there's no right or wrong. So anyway, Hillary, ikaw naman, what's your take on this?
Sa akin, nagkaroon din ako ng rebellious phase. Actually, feeling ko rebelde pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. In the Filipino context kasi, di ba, we know that family or in a regular family or in a normal family, most likely, it's the parents who are always in authority. Di ba? Meron tayong tinatawag na authoritarian parenting, helicopter parenting. And
oh, helicopter.
Oy, helicopter. Filipino, fam.
Paano yun? Paano yung helicopter?
Meron ding Armalite parenting.
Oo, may Armalite parenting. And feeling ko, yung parenting style lang sa akin, yun yung nakasakay sa helicopter na may ratatatat pa. Anyway, my point is, siguro nung kung bata-bata pa ako at tinanong ako ng tanong na to, is it better to preserve the relationship than to be right all the time? Siguro mas pagpipilitan ko talaga sa sarili ko na tama ako kasi nga, it's my life. Ganun yung thinking ko ng bata ako. Up until now naman, pero at a certain level na lang kasi to be honest, Neil is actually keeping me in check. Kasi feeling ko talaga, ayoko talaga na kinokontrol yung buhay ko. Ayoko nga inuutusan ako eh. Gusto ko yung parang, I move on my own pace. Gusto ko sa sarili kong decision with regards to career, with regards to love life, with regards to friends. Pati friends ko kinokontrol before. Noon, ayaw ni Mama kay Lucina.
Oh my God.
Bakit kaya? Tita Elsa?
Tita Elsa. Hindi, kasi akala niya hindi ka maayos sa tao.
Maayos sa tao? Mukha lang po ako malandi.
Hindi, kasi feeling niya you're too young for me. Tapos parang feeling niya kapag
relationship. It doesn't matter. That's
all. Tignan mo nga si Rosa o si Ed eh.
Ano ba? Tingilan nyo na kaya si Rosa.
Si Ed, mas matanda pa sa tatay ni Rose.
Pero, nung nalaman ng nanay ko na cum laude itong si Lucila.
Ayan.
Pak. Ayaw yan ako palayo kay Lucila. Flex. So, the point na naging point of comparison na ng nanay ko si Lucila. So, medyo minsan nakakaramdam ka ng insecurities. And you tend to show your parents na, ma, ito lang ako, ito lang yung limitasyon ko. Please, huwag mo naman ako ihalin tulad sa mga tao mas matalino sa akin. Uy, mas matalino sa akin si Lucila.
Charot. Muntik na ako mag-choke sa topic ko. Bobo talaga ako kausap.
Pero ang point, the point here is that kung magaling lang kayo mag-communicate with each other, kung hindi kayo both stubborn, this goes with any kind of relationship, ha? Uh-huh. Not just with my parents, not just with our parents pala. Kung open kayo sa family, it's a good relationship. As in, talaga makakapag-open up ka about your frustrations, your hurts, mm-hmm. your even your mental well-being, di ba? Sa kalagayan ko, recently lang talaga naging open yung nanay ko when she saw how certain pressures, how certain circumstances led me to who I am to who I am right now. So, for me right now, kung tatanungin ulit ako sa edad kong to, kung mas gusto ko bang i-preserve ang relationship ko with my mom, dalawa lang naman kami, or to prove that I'm right all the time, I would rather keep her. Charot, I would rather keep her. As if I have a choice. As if I have a choice to throw her away. Pero I had that choice before. A younger version of Hillary, talagang nag-rebel.
Sobrang rebellious yun, ah. Sobrang,
Hindi naglayas.
Yes, mga naglayas na peer.
We're so mga naglayas. Pero at that, I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud. Ay, mahirap din. Pero at least at some point, may naintindihan din sila kahit pa pa. So you have to meet halfway with your parents to let them know that this is the right path for you. The path that you think is right for you kasi ito lang yung limitasyon mo at ito lang ang kakayanin mo. And at the same time, you have to give them the respect na, yes ma, pinakinggan kita sa payo mo pero the problem is ito lang ang kaya ko. So I guess it boils down to the way you communicate with your parent and the way your parent communicates with you. So to me, right now, as a 20-something years old person, I would preserve my relationship with my mother because you don't have all the time in the world to spend with them. Mm-hmm. At iisa lang ang parents mo. Like, sila lang ang parents mo. Yes. Hindi na mapapalitan. So there. So how about you, Aiko? Our baby.
Well, baby. Sana all baby.
Wow. Speaking from people na may mga jowa. Nakalig ko kaya kayo. Oh, no.
Ay, grabe to. Hanapan kita, jowa. Para ma-baby ka na din.
Guys, single nga po pala si Lucy.
Single si Lucy. Naghahanap na baby.
Pero dadaan muna kayo sa amin.
Dadaan lang naman. Wala naman kayo bang gagawin.
Daan lang, rampa.
Daan lang.
Bigay kayo ng resume, ganun. Oh, anyway, oh, Aiko, go.
So, yun sa akin siguro. Kasi, feeling ko very mixed opinions ako sa topic na yan. Kasi, on one hand, very family-oriented ako, ganun. Tapos, at kapag family talaga yung pinag-uusapan, nagiging emotional talaga ako. So, kumiyak ako dito. Sorry, ah. Pero feeling ko hindi naman. Tapos, on the other hand, alam niyo naman ako as a type na may pinaglalaban, diba? Like, activista. Hindi, joke. Inactivista. I like to be right all the time, ganun. Pero, syempre, your relationship ko sa sa halimbawa sa parents ko, kay mommy especially, very close kami, very open kami, ganyan. Pero syempre there are times na hindi kami hindi kami nag-agree na opinions, ganun. And may times kasi na si mommy, she's open-minded. May time na close-minded siya. And at the times na close-minded siya, syempre gusto mong bigyan siya ng another perspective para mag-gets ka niya, di ba? Kasi that's all you want naman sa relationship niyo with your parents eh, di ba? Yung may communication kayo, ganun. Kung ilalabas ko siya sa personal na experience ko, it's, you have to evaluate kung anong klaseng relationship yung meron ka sa family mo and kung ano yung gusto mong ma-achieve when it comes to that relationship. Kasi we know naman na may families na minsan hindi naman sila as close. There are times din naman na very negative yung relationship nila sa parents nila or sa relatives, whatever, ganyan, na ginajudge sila at hindi sila nag-grow. And there's, meron talaga mga sitwasyon na ganun, di ba? Hmm. At I think you don't owe it to them to make the effort na preserve your relationship niyo. If in the first place, wala naman kayong positive na relationship. Diba? I'm not speaking from siguro sa akin kasi feel ko mas blessed pa ako sa family ko, diba? Pero there are other people out there na kapag, alam mo yung sa situation na to na you have to stay at home with your family.
Ah, yes.
Tapos yes, may conflicts yes. kayo, ganun. It's really hard really? I-contain yeah. yung urge mo na makipag-away, makipag-argue. Dahil, halimbawa, sa opinions ng politics, ganyan, medyo mahirap, di ba, when it comes to family. Kasi sila yung lagi mo kasama, sila yung lagi mo nakakausap. So, ayun, tapos na ang aking drama. Doon naman tayo sa, sa romantic, just yun, pero tayo magkakadaletse-letse.
Before that, gusto ko lang erase yung yung magandang sinabi ni Aiko. Since we're in a quarantine, we cannot speak for the whole population kasi meron ngang lahat tayo stuck tayo with our families and not all people are as gifted as we are. Mm-hmm. Now we have family na hindi kami pinagbubuhatan ng kamay, those kind of things. So what we are speaking of is it's from our experiences. Pero if you have a family that abuses you like physically and those kind of things, it's better to cut off than to preserve the relationship.
Save yourself from that environment, diba?
Yeah, you have the right to preserve your own.
You don't owe anyone anything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Lalo kung nasasaktan ka. O, diba?
Oh, anyway, highway, charot. Ano na tayo? Proceed tayo sa, yun nga, ayaw na ni Aiko. Gusto na niya yung romantic na.
Ayan, so, dahil,
ayoko nga ng romantic eh.
Alam na
niya! Bakit?
Dahil dyan, siyempre unang alay.
Wala ka problema?
Unang alay natin, no?
Ayan, namalala
na ito. Oh my God, ako!
Oo, ikaw. Yes. In a romantic relationship.
According ako pala, natin ako pala. Hindi ko alam na ako pala ang mauuna pagdating sa romantic relationship. Okay, sige.
Ikaw marami experiences. Charo.
Yeah. So before kasi, katulad niya rin ako. Ako yung gustong laging tama. Actually, feel ko rin ngayon, it's still prevailing, pero on a different scale. Hindi sa gusto ko na lagi akong tama, pero gusto ko yung relasyon, yung direction ng relasyon, nasa tama. May mga bagay na I really deem unreasonable. So, syempre, kapag unreasonable yung mga bagay, dapat hindi na natin pinupursue. Like, lalo na ngayon sa panahon ng quarantine, hindi kita pwedeng puntahan.
Ayan.
Bakit mo makausap mo?
Buti na lang.
Ako pwedeng manuyo in person.
Buti na lang. Wala akong problema ng ganun.
I mean, that's really an example right now. Like, may mga circumstances na pwede. Like, tulad mo ngayon, like, magkahiwalay kayo during the quarantine. So, pwedeng magawa ng paraan.
Isa dyan, magkasama sila eh.
kaya nga eh. Like, Aiko understands this na hindi kasi, kahiwalay kayo, hindi kayo pwedeng laging magkita ngayon, lalo na kapag ang known love language pa ng partner mo eh is something physical yung gusto lagi magkasama.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kasi right now sa panahon ngayon, like actually it really depends on the circumstance. Kaso nga lang ang magandang example kasi ngayon is yung nangyayari ngayon, like magkalayo because of the quarantine. And syempre going to different places needs pass, quarantine pass. Kapag lalabas ka, kayo, ikaw lang as representative ng family mo. So, and you are going out only to do necessary thing. Siyempre, we are trying to flatten the curve. Kumbaga, avoid the spread. Tapos sabay, you will demand something selfish na puntahan mo ko. Magsama naman tayo. Like, that's an example na something unreasonable sa panahon ngayon. Ang problema lang doon is hindi kasi yun yung language niya. So it's not preserving the relationship right now. Tulad nga ng sinasabi ni Hillary regarding doon sa iyong parent issue na ito lang yung kaya kong ibigay. It's either hindi na kaya, other reasons pa, labag na sa prinsipyo niya. Alam mo yung mga ganong bagay, a healthy relationship would understand. So, yun ang aking pinaka-take talaga ngayon sa romantic. Like, hindi ko napigilan kasi recently triggered ako regarding this. Kaya kung napansin niyo, tahimik ako. Ito yun. So, ito yun. Clearly, ikaw naman. So, what's your take on this cool relationship thing pagdating sa topic natin?
Ganito kasi yan. Ang ugali ko kasi bilang isang ano, naniniwala sa astrology. Charot. Bilang isang Virgo. Gusto ko lagi organized. Gusto ko lagi in control. Recently, and I learned this the hard way, na I shouldn't be boasting my toxic trait na manipulative ako. Because I like to manipulate things down to the very small details. Yung mga akala ko dating small competitions lang. Like, yung mga pa-trivia-trivia lang. O, sige nga, pustahan tayo. O, tama. Ako ang tama. Ganyan. So, aabot ka talaga pala sa kapag isinang-tabi mo siya. And that small details na lagi kayo nagkakaroon ng mini competition on small things like trivias. Sometimes, may isasang-tabi mo and then later on, magpa-pile up siya. To the point na marirealize nyo na pareha kayong gusto nyo lagi kayo yung tama. At walang magpapatalo. As in, walang magpapatalo sa inyo. Up until now, ako, sabi ni Neil, may times talaga na hindi pa rin ako nagpapatalo. At kapag may maliit kaming disagreement talagang sasabihin niya, talagang ayaw magpatalo ni Hillary. Gaganan talaga siya. And it's these are remnants of my toxic behavior before. I'm trying to change. Wow. But yung point ni Randre kanina, if the relationship is healthy, open, and both of you are good in communicating what you truly feel, what you truly value deep inside, sa loob ng relationship, hindi kayo magkukompetensya. You guys will work things out and try to grow together. Like for example, ako, I'm not used to the kindness, to the gentleness na Neil offers me. Na nagugulat na lang ako, okay, the moment na may hindi ako gusto, na sasabihin ko, ano ba naman yan? Bakit hindi na bakit puro tubig tong banyo? Pag naliligo ako, bakit puro tubig tong banyo? And then he would say, sorry, matatigan na ba ako doon? Kasi, oh my God, that's how open he is for correction. And before I look at myself in retrospect, kapag nako-correct talaga ako at kapag may kino-correct ako, gusto ko i-accept mo yung correction ko. And kapag hindi mo ma-accept, magagalit ako sa'yo. Kasi nga, I'm right. Tama naman yung sinabi ko. Tama naman yung pamamaraan ko kung bakit ko gustong gawin mo to. Tapos sasabihin mo sa akin, i-justify mo. So, the moment I received the word sorry, it's so out of this world para sa akin. And that's what I actually discovered in a good relationship. When both of you are open for correction, it doesn't matter. Wala kang ipe-preserve kasi well-preserved na talaga siya. Or well, where orchestrated na yung relationship niyo. Wow, orchestrated.
Wow.
Pero, hindi ko alam kung ba't ko ginamit yung word na orchestrated. Pero it means only one thing. Both of you are open to grow
old together. Eh, charot. They grow together in wisdom and in values. So, yun lang naman. Oh, so, sino nang next?
Aiko. Ako na. Ako na.
Ah, si Aiko.
Ayan na ba? Kinikilig, oh. Charot.
Bobo mo.
O yan, bobo. Bobong gaming.
Kasi, feeling ko, itong relationship ko na to, it's, ito yung pinaka real.
Ayan.
Kinilig, realist. Yung pinaka-totoo na relationship siguro na na-experience ko. Kasi ito lang yung naging official siguro na pati sa friends ko, sa family ko, naging legal, ganyan. And I'm not saying it's perfect. Pero, I think it's pretty good. Actually. Ngayon ko lang na-experience yung makipag-argue sa relationship na hindi siya yung argument na ikaw lang yung galit. At yung isa parang oo na, ganyan. Or parang di ka nalang pinapansin, ganon. O kaya, ikaw yung galit, tapos siya, sorry na lang, sorry, ganon. It's, ano, feeling ko sobrang equal kasi namin sa relationship na to. Na kapag meron kami misunderstanding, pareho kami ng level na nararamdaman. Pareho kami ng level ng pinaglalaban, ganon. So, of course, nag-aaway din kami. And we talk about it. And siguro, isa yun sa pinaka na appreciate ko is how we communicate. Mm-hmm. Kasi, let's face it, minsan di mo naman kaya makipag-communicate. Ang gusto mo lang is space, di ba? Like, you just want to be left on your own. Ako yung tipong tao na gusto ko talaga mag-your right. As in, kapag tama ako, alam ko lahat na reasons kung bakit ako tama. At kung bakit alam ko mali ka. Pero, syempre gano'n din sa kanya. He knows he's right. At he is. Like, ngayon na syempre hindi naman kami nag-aaway, di ba? Nainisip ko. Oo nga, no, may point naman siya sa arguments namin na yun. And ako din, may points din ako. And nasa relationship kami na open kami na sabihin, what's bothering you? What do you think is wrong? Ganon. And you work it out talaga. Siguro, you say it in a good way. Like, hindi mo hahayaan na yung galit mo, yun pa rin yung magpapreveil sa sabihin mo, di ba? Kasi, there are ways na may gusto ka sabihin, pero you don't have to say it with your frustrations. Hindi naman pwede na galit ka agad, hindi mo pa nga alam kung ano yung side nila. Tapos, when that happens kasi, wala, nagalit na lang kayong dalawa. Tapos, hindi na kayo nag-usap. Hindi na kayo nagkaintindihan. Ganon.
Matanong lang, anong sign ni Eros?
He's a Libra. Nowhere.
Ah, okay. Chill person.
Well, anyway, yung kay Aiko, no? Talagang kitang-kita yung respecting each other.
Exactly.
Respecting each other's opinion and taking all the valid points, the arguments ng bawat isa and coming up with a right answer ng para sa kanila.
Which is actually very insightful. So, si Lucy naman. Actually, ikaw na yung last.
Wow. Yes! Yes. Kanina niya pa siguro pinapractice yan.
Ay, teka, kuha lang.
Sa isip niya.
Di na
kuha lang. Kuha lang akong unan kasi mukhang mahaba to.
Lang yari.
Teka, maraming.
Pupunta lang ako ng space. Siguro pagbalik ko, tapos na.
Lang yari.
Siguro, no?
Tanakas,
ay, oh, wow. Ay, prepared to show yun.
Wow,
may props.
May props ng Dark Vader mask. Nahila ko lang dito.
Lang yan. Pero okay. Yun, totoo naman yung sinabi nila na communication is a key. Pero still, it depends whether or not na worthy ba yung relationship nyo. So, ayun.
Sige, Lucy, go ahead.
Nasa healthy relationship sila, Ate Hillary. So, ako naman, I'm speaking from the perspective of someone who came out from a toxic relationship. Ayan na.
So, ayan, yung mga nagsimula na siya.
So, yung mga marurupok
kami din, napaksikan din kami.
may tito ako dito, nakikita mo ba?
Ay, tapos na ako umiyak. Okay, so, yung mga ano, sa mga stuck pa sa toxic relationship dyan, yung mga marurupok, ayan. So, hopefully makinig kayo. Kasi I used to believe before. Oh. Makinig kayo? Para halos 50 times bumalik, no? Mga 50 times po kami nag-break, no? Ayan, so...
70 times sila nagbalikan.
Sorry na. Ganun po ako karapo.
Tapos nawala na siya doon.
Yung mga tipong
hindi. Talaga wala na siya doon.
Nakagrow niya na stories ko sa kanila, kila Ate Hillary. Kasi it was that worse. So, yun. Before, I used to believe that as long as I love the person, I will preserve the relationship. So, yun yung main basis ko. Pero, I realized that it's wrong to just base kung ipe-preserve mo ba relationship mo based sa nararamdaman mo kung mahal mo pa ba yung tao. I learned it the hard way na dapat parehas kayo, you should not be obsessed with the idea of who's more right. Gaya nga ng paulit-ulit namin na sinasabi, if you're in a healthy relationship, yung magiging main goal ng relationship nyo is growth. And I haven't experienced that in my recent relationship. As I've said, I came from a toxic relationship. Alam na mga brain cells, na mga ka-brain cells ko yan, kung gano'ng kalala. Like, minsan iiyak ako sa kanila, or tatawag ako kay Aiko, midnight, tas ha, gulgul lang ako, yung mga gano'ng bagay ba?
Totoo. Pero kung kwento siya, wala ako maintindi, pero, oo. Pero, oo, okay lang yan.
Pero, naranasan ko rin yan, pinasa ni Aiko, kay Kuya Andre, kay pa.
In a few days, okay ulit kami, gano'n.
Oo.
Pero yun, nag-start kami sa relationship namin because I find him funny, gano'n. And we were friends din before. At the start, nung nagde-date kami, meron ako na-notice na red flag sa kanya. Things na I know that is wrong. Ako kasi, I'm very much of a person who believes in human rights, like women empowerment, those kind of things. And one of the first few fights that we had when we were dating is yung about wearing revealing clothes. Yung ganon, na it suggests daw, it invites sexual predators daw, yung mga ganong bagay. So napag-usapan namin yun. And I'm more of that person who believes na women are allowed to wear whatever they want, those kind of things. So that is, yun yung prinsipyo ko, yun yung core values ko when it comes to my life. Later on, I thought na okay lang naman to, sige, okay lang, we can talk it out or I can fix him. And that's a toxic behavior of me.
And I can fix him. Yeah,
that's a bad habit of me. We tend to have this mindset that we want to fix people. Or say, for example, if meron kayong different beliefs or whatnot, you have this habit na, ay, baka ma-change ko pa yung perspective niya. Like, say, for example, DDS yung dinidate mo. Tapos ikaw, ano ka, ikaw, you're very that person who believes more on what is more humanly right, those kind of things. So, kung dun pa lang iniisip mo na, ay, baka pwede ko to madaan sa usap, yung mga ganong bagay. And you'll realize that it will catch up on you sooner or later. So I realized in our relationship, I became somehow apolitical. I became quiet in terms of social issues. Yung mga ganong bagay, which I dimly consider as important for me. Kasi he has an entirely different perspective in terms of that. So when you're dating someone, you have to realize kung, uy, match ba kami ng prinsipyo nito? Uy, match ba kami ng core values nito? More than how you find him interesting, how you find him funny, how you find him cute. Because those are the kind of things na usually, una nating tinitinan na, ay, ang funny niya, ay, ang cute niya, na this could work out. But more than that, you have to realize that everyone that you are dating, sa simula, they are presenting their best selves. So what you have to first look at, yung mga red flags, yung differences nyo, if you are thinking of a long-term relationship with that person, yung una mong titingnan yung mga bagay na pwedeng hindi nyo ika-work out. Rather than you finding him attractive or you finding him funny or yung personality niya. Kasi at the end of the day, kung ano yung core values nyo, kung hindi kayo match ng core values nyo, ng prinsipyo nyo, it will damage you. Kasi whatever core values that person have, it reflects kung paano kanya tatratuhin sa relationship. So, as for us, meron kami mga away which he verbatim na sinabi niya na he enjoys proving me wrong. And I realized coming from all the conversations that we had from before na sinasabi na we should not be obsessed with the idea of who's right or wrong. I realized na it was toxic. Kasi sabi nga niya, he enjoys the idea of proving me wrong. And that's not how relationships should work. Kasi, for example, sa feelings ko pa lang, he says that kung ano nararamdaman ko, mali. Kasi hindi niya na-perceive na ganun dapat yung maramdaman. So I felt that I was being gaslighted kasi for you, syempre, there's no right or wrong feelings. Kung ano yung nararamdaman mo, yun yung nararamdaman mo. It's not anyone's power to dictate you kung ano dapat maramdaman mo. And also, in terms of depression, those kind of things, he gaslights me as well. At the totality of it all, kailangan hindi lang ikaw yung nagko-communicate eh. Kailangan both of you. And you have to communicate in a way na you have this goal of understanding each other. Walang murahan, walang sakitan, as much as possible. Kung meron man kayong galit, sabihin nyo na, nagagalit ako. But that's it. Hindi darating sa point na mumurahin mo yung tao na, tangina mo, ganun, wala akong kwenta. If you're mad, just tell the person that you are mad. Because there are no right or wrong feelings. Oh, totoo naman yun. Pero there are right or wrong way of treating the person. You have to keep the bare minimum of giving respect to each and one. And if una pa lang wala na, it's not a wise decision to preserve the relationship if itself it's destroying you. And ako naman, may toxic behavior din ako na I bring up his mistake. So that is my toxic behavior. Pero I realize na that is because I very like the idea of preserving us. Kaya instead of me leaving, I tend to vent out my frustrations because I never understood why it had to happen. I never understood why I had to experience that disrespect, why I had to experience yung mga masasakit na nasabi niya just because he wanted to prove me wrong and those kind of things. And it will all boil down to the question of, is it worth it? Kasi if it's not in the first place, kung una pa lang, hindi na talaga kayo match in terms of that, then it's better to just move on. It's easier for you to leave the relationship as soon as possible than to wait. Na, kasi parang naghuhukay na lang ng libingan mo eh. If you keep on preserving the relationship while it's also being toxic. So, ako, I manage na, finally, after 70 times yata na nabalikan or karupukan or what, I managed to get out of that na. And I realized na, it's not always the case that it's better to preserve the relationship. You have to take into consideration yung sarili mo. Kasi if you're no longer preserving yourself just for the sake of preserving the relationship, then that's a no-no already. So, yun yung take ko for that.
Wow, matitindi ng mga experiences. Actually, feeling ko parang mas matindi pa experience ni Lucina kaysa sa mga experiences naming lahat na pinagsama-sama. Pero. Siyempre, hindi lang, mamaya na tayo synthesize ng mga pinagsasabi natin. Pero bago lahat, no, kailangan din naman natin, since tinanong natin ito online sa ating mga followers and eventually future viewers, tinanong natin sila kung anong actually masasabi nila and their own experiences. So, pasok tayo ngayon sa segment na tinatawag naming Mema Lang. Kasi naniniwala kami na lahat. Yeah. Naniniwala kami na lahat ng tao ay merong mema kwento lang. So, we ask you guys the same question actually. Is it better to preserve the relationship than to be right all the time? So, for the first mema lang, I guess si Andre ang unang alay ulit. Care to share ano ang mema lang
natin? Unang alay. Okay. From bawal sabihin, baka awayin tayo. Okay, ayaw niyang pangalanan siya. Okay. Sabi niya, case to case ito. If both of you genuinely love each other, understandable na you will do whatever it takes to preserve your relationship. Pero dahil tao lamang tayo, syempre nag-expect tayo ng something in return. Pero ulit, emphasis, no? Ulit. Kung totoong mahal ka ng partner mo, dapat willing ka na magbigay pabalik, mag-adjust, magbago kung kinakailangan. Again, free will itong mga to. Kaya imbis na nag-challenge ka or siya, ang mafe-feel mo dapat ay fulfillment. Kumbaga, give what you can, get what you deserve. On the other hand, may mga relasyon na bakit mo kailangang i-preserve kung simulat sa pool pa lang ay mali na.
Ayan.
Yeah. In my case, well, in this person's case, nagpakasal ako sa taong hindi ko alam ay married pala. Oh.
Long
story. Ayun na nga. So, mahal mahal niya, ang taong ito, mahal niya pero nagsawa siya kaya nagkaroon pa ng other woman. So, bukod sa may nauna na siyang asawa, tapos asawa din siya, tapos may girlfriend pa. So, nasaan ang point doon para ipaglaban yung relasyon nila? So, hindi na kailangan i-preserve pa. Oh. So, batas na yung kalaban sa buhay, hindi lang sapat na mahal niyo ang isa't isa. Dapat nag-jive kayong dalawa plus yung plano ni Lord para sa inyo. So, pinaka-issue dito sa kanyang shinare is kapag mali na sa simula pa lang ang isang relasyon, hindi mo na kailangan i-preserve.
Ayan. Ayan tayo. Ayan. Sa mga marurupok dyan, makinig kayo.
Oo.
Ano ko that's all.
Lucy, yes. Lucy, oh, may nag-send mo sa'yo ng ano? Ng kanilang memo lang.
Ayan. So, dalawang babasahin ko since maikli lang naman sila. Ito, from Maria Christine, sabi niya, preserve the relationship kasi laman naman, rupok is real. So, na-explain na natin to kanina, no? Mga 70 times na ako halos yata naging marupok and it never worked out. So, karupukan is not the answer. Ito. Next is from Jomel. I guess either
well.
Way. Ayan. Either way, if you really want to grow as
Jomel.
Jomel. Ayan. So, sabi niya, I guess either way, if you really want to grow as partners and also as an individual, I say preserve the relationship. Entering a relationship is always a give and take between two persons. But it also has a limitation though. If the things that you are trying to compromise ay yung mga bagay na kayong dalawa lang ang maaapektuhan, okay lang. Pero kung it is about how the other half look into the world, especially if he or she is on the inhumane part of spectrum, it is a big no. Just cut. Just an Aquarius thing. Ayan. So, naniniwala din siya sa astrology. Pero totoo. Totoo naman yung sinabi niya, right?
Ilikot ko nga yan.
Hala ko totoo astrology. If yung pinag-aawa... Ayan. So, if yung pinag-aawayan nyo is something na bas... Like, yung argument niya is something that is based on immorality, on...
Unnegotiable things.
Yung mga bagay na unnegotiable na, yung mga bagay na... unjustifiable na. It's better to just cut off the person.
Mga injustices yan. Sige.
Mm-hmm. Kasi it will reflect sa kung paano kanila tatratuhin. I learned it the hard way.
Yes.
You learned it the hard way.
Ito na ba yan? Yan na ba yung final na yan? You learned it na
pa ako. Nasaan na si Ate?
Si Ate? Sino na ba?
Ikaw na.
Ako pala.
Ikaw na.
Sa akin. So, wala man lang
back
nagsabi.
To you, back to you, Ate Hill.
Back to you.
That's back to you.
Kayo. Okay.
And now, under sports.
Okay. So, under sports. Charot. So, another person who shared, very close naman ako dito sa taong to. Actually, nagulat din ako na sumagot siya. I never thought na sasagot siya. So, this is from Christine Wonders. Medyo mahaba-haba to kasi it's two lenses. She took it through, ano sabi ko? Dalawang lens niya tiningnan yung relationship. So, both in the family sense and of course in the relationship sense. Sabi niya, haha, I mean, given the question, should we assume na preserving the relationship means keeping quiet na lang ba? Or what we call tolerance? Actually, that's a big question, di ba? Do we by keeping quiet and by preserving the relationship, are we tolerating the toxic, possibly the toxic behavior of that person? So, yun yung isang tanong niya sa akin. Ako yung nagtanong, tapos tinanong niya rin ako. Anyway, I think, sabi niya, the main goal of discussion or arguments in a relationship should be to share perspectives and feelings and to make it work. Keynote. True. To make it work. If your goal is always to prove your point, then your relationship becomes a competition, which becomes tiring and unhealthy. So, ano pang point na nasa relationship ka kung you're just constantly testing each other? Ibang usapan ata yung hindi nakikita ng other party yung mali niya. I mean, if one time or few times lang na na-overlook ng person yung mistakes niya, then communication should solve it. Tactfully and in loving ways. Pero kung hindi naman daw at maraming beses na talaga, habitual na, then I think the other party should reevaluate the kind of relationship the person wants.
If gusto niyang patunayan sa other person na tama siya in the hopes of changing the person, nako, wale. Ito yung kanina sinasabi ni Lucy na yung mga fixer-uppers. We have the knack to fix the people we have in our, we go into a relationship with. Kasi parang nakaka-develop tayo ng savior complex and that shouldn't be the case. Anyway, so she says, I think for parents, laging may hangganan. Pero in decisions that have long-term effects, such as careers and relationships, I get their input. Take note, ha? I get their input, pero I do what I think is right. I also seek advice from other adults or mentors, pero I don't argue with them. Ginagawa ko na lang kung ano sa tingin ko after careful consideration yung tama. Especially sa akin na I'm secure with my parents' love for me, I'm always careful that my decisions are made not out of spite, but out of love. Kailangan ko din isipin na whatever the result of my decisions, hindi ko isusumbat sa kanila na I could have had something if not for you or something similar. So yun, very, iba talaga wisdom ni Christine. Shout out to Christine. Follow her on WordPress. She has a blog of Christine. And of course, Instagram. That's at Christine Wonders. Ngiting-ngiting si Landry. Anyway, yon. So, next, Aiko. It's your
next
turn.
Next naman, ang aking ally, si Happy Pills pala. Happy Pills Dealer. Pills? Ayun, balat. sabi niya, from my experience, it is better to preserve the relationship and work out your differences in the long run. Grow together and don't get stuck in a cycle wherein each of you feeds each other's demons. Oo nga, tama. In my case, which I learned the hard way, I preferred to preserve the relationship in my own terms, not knowing that I was leaving the other person for the vultures or yung demons daw niya. If you intend to listen to your side and kung anong interpretation mo from the other side, then you're not preserving the relationship. It's worse than being right all the time. So yeah, preserve the relationship with reasonable grounds from each side. So, di ba, ganun din naman lang sinasabi natin, no? Na it does, hindi siya one way, di ba? Hindi naman pwedeng tama ka lang, tas it doesn't matter kung ano na yung gusto ng other side.
Person.
Exactly. Given na healthy relationship niya, di ba? I mean, kung toxic yan, tama ka, alam mo, tama ka, iwan mo na, di ba?
Sorry na.
Iwan mo na, di ba?
Sorry na.
De, proud ako sa'yo kasi nag-grow ka na.
Oo.
Sana yung audience natin mag-grow din.
Oo. Kung marupok ka man.
Kung nandun sila sa ganun kasing relationship right now, sana mag-grow na kayo.
Oo.
Kasi hindi kayo mag-grow dyan. Nasasaktan lang kayo dyan. Ito na yung sign na hinihintay mo.
Oo. Ito na, best. Ito na, best. This is the sign.
Tsaka ano, pa yung sinabi ni Christine about yung kapag magko-communicate kayo, let be tactful and through loving ways, di ba? Kasi yun nga yung sinasabi natin na hindi naman pwedeng meron kang gusto i-communicate and yung way ng pag-communicate mo is tactless.
Like,
nakabastos ka pala magsalita. Oo, yun, inumura ka, ganyan.
And it's not a reason na, uy, frustrated kasi ako, kaya ako yung nasabi. No. Kasi even if you're frustrated, you have to take into account na may nararamdaman yung other person.
Okay, so meron pa tayong isa pala. So, baka makalimutan. This is from CJ. Ayaw niya ipatawag siya sa totoong pangalan niya. So, CJ na lang daw. So, I'm just gonna skip a couple of lines kasi medyo mahaba. Sabi niya, I guess this is my long-ass way of saying I think it doesn't count as a relationship if having to be right all the time is a priority. So, she's agreeing with Christine on this point or on this part. So, what's the point in relationships anyway if all of you are thinking the same thing all the time? That's one contradicting question from her. Ha? That would be like the most annoying echo chamber filled with the most obnoxious yes men. And at first, maybe it feels nice and vindicating to be told you're right again and again and again. But goddamn, does a different voice feel good to listen to in a room full of echoes? That's about all I have. Sorry for the long read. Literally at my last few brain cells, sabi niya. Feel free to shorten. Good luck on the pod. Ah, she said good luck to us. P.S. Wash your hands. Thank you. Okay, thanks, bye. Oh, yeah. So, what she actually meant by her response is that...
Wait, okay, tayo na alcohol ko.
Nag-alcohol. Ay, wash hands.
Ay, kinig tayo.
Yeah, again pa. Okay, what she actually said in her response, ayaw niya actually yung puro, sige, okay, tama ka. yeah, you're right. Yung nag-agree lang sa kanya. Uh-oh. She likes to be challenged. This is an example of a person who wants to be challenged in a way na she wants to also hear from a different perspective and eventually be proven wrong. Ayaw niya yung puro, sige, tama ka. Sige, okay yan. Ayaw niya ng ganun. And in fact, I know this person in person, actually. And kadalasan i-challenge niya rin ako, what's your opinion on this? And ako, natitaken na ba ako? Hindi ba pwedeng tama ka na lang? Gusto kong sabihin sa kanya, tama ka na, okay lang. Kasi ayoko, tinatamad ako makipag-argumento sa'yo. But she's that kind of person na she wants to hear your perspective and your opinion about things. Mas gusto niya na cha-challenge siya. So there are different, we can never actually speak for everyone. And I think that's the case, no? Na everyone has different circumstances in life. Everyone has different experiences from life. And we're not all the same. Others might want to be challenged. Others might want to be proven wrong. Others would like to prove other people wrong. So, yun na nga. Mars, eto na nga. I think we can all agree when it comes to family relationships. There's limitations. There are still limitations pala. There's limitations. Main grammar. Come on. There are limitations to actually identify kung kailan mo itatry na i-prove na tama ka sa mga magulang mo. Pero at the same time, we can never speak for everyone's experiences as well. Na hindi naman lahat ay blessed na magkaroon ng family na understanding. So, there are times na they may have to, you know, forget about their relationships. Katulad nung sa Twitter. Sino ba yun? Yung family serye niya na dahil magkaiba sila ng
politika. Ay, oo. Yung yeah, family niya na inattack siya.
I-red tag daw.
Funny. Oo.
Pero kasi, yun nga, for those kinds of experiences nga, we can never actually be the same for them. Or our opinions can never be the same for them. So, our key takeaways from this, so, in order for you to be able to tell people that you're right, especially in relationships, I guess the best way to do it is to do it in a good way, in a tactful way, with gentleness and kindness. And another is paggalit tayo sa isa't isa sa loob ng relationship, dapat hindi tayo yung, we don't view the person or the other person as yung kalaban. Dapat magkakampi kayo na kalabanin yung problema. Because that's where it leads to, you know, always trying to prove each other right. So another is we all have the knack to be attracted to fixer-uppers. Mm-hmm. And we sort of develop a savior complex. Wag nating, siguro, we have to keep ourselves in check with regards to that. Preserving the relationship doesn't always mean tolerance. It may also mean as, you know, posibleng pinipreserve mo yung natitirang respeto nyo sa isa't isa sa loob ng relationship and you just have to walk away, no? Non-negotiable core values and ideologies shouldn't be overlooked. So once you start wearing rose-colored glasses, you forget to see the red flags. So keep in mind na everyone in a relationship will always put their best foot forward and you have to look for the red flags. Kasi your end goal in a relationship will always be to, you know, to grow old together, to grow in wisdom together as well. So you don't marry just the person itself, pero you marry the person's core values as well. And
that's true.
To the extent their friends and their families, di ba? So, ito lang naman siguro yung mga key takeaways natin. And siguro, kayo guys ba, meron pa ba kayong i-add na hindi ko nasabi? Or is it all fine?
I think we're good.
Tapusin
na natin. Ko lahat naman na, ang dami natin sinabi, pero yung key points naman natin, I think we na-deliver naman natin siya na maayos.
Balikan syempre, nyo na lang mga timestamps.
Tama.
May timestamps tayo.
Yes.
Siyempre, ayun.
Kindness, okay na. Communication, respect. Mahalaga yata talaga yung, mahalaga talaga yung respect, yung communication, and hashtag. Being kind all the time. Yes.
Tsaka alam nyo, siguro sa relationship, one good thing to remember is, sa lahat ng ginagawa nyo as a couple, isipin nyo, nasaan yung love doon. Diba? Like, halimbawa, kahit nag-argue kayo, isipin nyo, nasaan yung love sa ginagawa natin? Ganon. Kasi pwede naman you're just fighting, ganyan. Ang, hindi nyo na nakakikita kung what for, di ba? Eh, you have to remember na mahal mo yung tao at hindi mo siya kalaban. So, true. Where is the love?
Where is the love?
Where is the love? So, ayun, syempre, mga co-brainstress, hindi naman pwede na yung takeaways lang natin ang ibibida.
Yes. Yeah. Kaya naman, we encourage mga ka-neurons na i-share ang inyong takeaways mula sa podcast episode na ito. So, paano nyo siya i-apply? May nagbago ba sa pananaw nyo? Mm-hmm. Or nawindang ba kayo? Ang inyong ano karupukan? So, alin mo?
Trigger mo, diba? Tingnan, mga marurupok. Ayan. So, paano nga ba? Paano nga ba i-share ng ating mga ka-neurons ang kanilang takeaways, comments, thoughts, violent reactions? So, we only have two steps for that. So, first, if you haven't followed or like our page yet, please follow us first. So, it's Brain Cells on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, that's BR4INCELLS. Then, next, mag-comment lang kayo sa aming recent post on what's your takeaway from our first episode. Or pwede nyo naman i-message yung page namin directly.
Tsaka, if you guys have any suggestions, topics that you want us to touch on, pwede nyo rin kami i-message directly. Or pwede rin naman kayo mag-comment sa post. Ganyan, just let us know sa IG namin or whatever. Ganyan. Just send us a DM. And before we launch the next episode, masasama naman namin kayo. Tsaka kung gusto kami mag-shoutouts, ganyan, whatever.
Shawarawout.
Whatever.
Shawarawout.
Whatever you want.
Okay, so again, thank you for listening to our first episode of this series, Lessons Learned the Hard Way. So abangan nyo ulit ang aming next episode next week, Wednesday. Muli, we are your brain cells.
Yeah!
Brain cells. We are your last remaining four brain cells. I am Brain Cell Hillary, ang inyong green mommy talakera.
And I'm Brain Cell Lucy, ang inyong strong but softy independent brain cell.
I'm Brain Cell Aiko, ang cancer ng tropang brain cell.
And lastly, ay, ako na pala yung last. So I'm Brain Cell Randre, ang public servant who's trying to pass on us. Ayan na naman tayo. Who's trying to pass on us as an artist. Ayan. Nabubulo okay. Talaga tayo. Tank-twister ba to?
Naman. Pero let's be forgiving.
Ako nagsulat. Ako nagsulat na natapos dito.
This is our first eh.
Okay, so again, please don't forget to follow us too on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Till next time, mga ka-neurons.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye!